The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us about a rule in Chayshim Mishpat called Dino de Bar Metzra. Dino de Bar Metzra gives the next door neighbor first rights at the property because for him it's a big revach and a big benefit to have a home that he could have access to that's right in close proximity to his other home. So therefore, if a person is selling a home on the market, then the person who should have first dibs and halacha to this home is the next door neighbors, the dino de bar metzra, and therefore, says the Gemara, if in fact the meicher goes ahead and sells the property to a different loikayach, it's even enforceable in Beis Din that the neighbor who has this right of dino de bar metzra could come and take the home away from this loikayach. He has to pay him the amount of money that the Lekeach paid. However, he could take it from him. He could force Beis Din to remove the Lekeach from the home. And he could employ this rule of Dina de Bar Metzra. What's this rule of Dina de Bar Metzra based on? It's based on the Pasuk V'asisa Hayosheva Toiv. That since the Pasuk tells us that we have to do what's right and what's just is to give the opportunity to the next door neighbor who has the biggest revach from purchasing this property, first rights. And therefore, since he has the biggest benefit and the biggest toyelis from taking this property, he should be the one who has first kedima, first rights, to purchase this land. Now, the way how Chazal structured this is that we view the loikeach who came in first as a shliach of the bar metzra. In other words, this new person who came from the market and invested in this property and purchased this home, he is viewed at in halacha as the shliach of the neighbor of the bar metzra, and therefore all you have to do is pay him the money and remove him from the property because he was your shliach. He bought it for you. That's how it's viewed at as in halacha. Now, in a practical sense, there are many exceptions to this rule of Dina de Bar Metzra, and halacha lemaisa, it's very difficult to find a case where Dina de Bar Metzra will actually be enforceable in Beis Din. One of the big conditions that apply is that the only time the Bar Metzra can remove the Lekeach from the property is if, number one, you come right away, right after the sale occurs and you find out about it, you have to come right away. You have to immediately come to Beis Din to claim Bar Metzra. And also you have to come with the money in your hand. You have to come ready to pay right away, because if we view him as your shliach, so you can't just come and say, oh, thank you for being my shliach and I'll pay you in a month or in 2 months. I have to first apply for a mortgage. If you, the Bar Metzra, have to apply for a mortgage, then you can't claim Dina de Bar Metzra. You have to come right away with the money in hand and pay him right away in order to claim Bar Metzra. Also, the halacha is, what if there are two Bar Metzras? There are three Bar Metzras. What if there are multiple neighbors who are claiming Bar Metzra? Who has precedence? So the halacha is that if they all come at the same time when the house goes on the market, and they all are claiming Bar Metzra simultaneously, the halacha is that they all have rights to it, and they split it. They split it, and the one on the right gets the part of the property on the right, the one on the left, and basically, they all have equal rights to this property by virtue of the fact that they're each a Bar Metzra. However, if one of them came first and purchased the entire thing, and he, Lamaisa, is a Bar Metzra, so avada, he gets rights to the full thing, and none of the other neighbors could remove him from the property. Now, one of the important halachas that come up in Dina de Bar Metzra is the halacha that when it comes to apseida of the meicher, we do not employ this rule of Dina de Bar Metzra. Why? Dina de Bar Metzra means that it's fair and just to give first dibs to this neighbor, right? You can go, you, the investor, can go buy a property elsewhere. You don't have to take this particular piece of land. And the Mela, if this guy wants it, you go elsewhere and let him take it because he has a bigger benefit from this close proximity that it has to his property, and therefore you can go elsewhere, you go and leave this guy alone. So if there's a pseudo de moicher, which means there's a loss that the moicher, that the seller will incur if we enforce bar mitzvah, the halacha is that we don't enforce bar mitzvah. Because the whole bar mitzvah is based on the fact that it's vasisa v'yashav ha'tayv. It's fair if we tell the investor to go elsewhere. But if this will cause an undue and unfair loss to the moicher, then we don't employ this rule of bar mitzvah. And therefore, say the poskim, if let's say, for example, the moicher sold the property to the investor, to a person who purchased the land, but he sold it on credit. He financed it, whatever it was, he didn't have to pay right away, and now the lekeach owes money for the home to the moicher. Now the bar mitzvah comes, and he claims that, dina de bar mitzvah, I have the cash. Or, sorry, he doesn't want to have the cash. He says, I want to take over whatever you did, and therefore I want to step into your shoes, and I want to inherit, so to speak, this home that the investor got, or that the lekeach got, and I'll have the same structured deal as he got. And therefore, just like he, let's say, had 6 months to pay up the mortgage, so too I will. In other words, he wants to step into this guy's shoes, because he claims, listen, Chazal viewed the investor as a shliach, the lekeach as a shliach, so I am now stepping into your deal, and therefore I have the same rights as you did. Say the paiskim, in this case, it's a potential pseida de meicher, because the meicher could claim, listen, I only trusted this lekeach to come up with the money to pay me back for this chayiv, but I don't trust you, and therefore he has a right to claim that he doesn't trust this neighbor, this bar mitzvah, and therefore the bar mitzvah cannot forcibly remove the lekeach from the property, because you don't employ the din of bar mitzvah if there's a potential hefsid for the meicher. That is one exception to the rule. Now, many of the poskim add, the Nesivus, I think, adds this, that even if the property has a collateral to it, if, let's say, there's a mashkin, there's collateral, where the meicher is insured that he collects something if the guy defaults on the chayv, nonetheless, he could claim that I don't trust you with your mashkin. Lamaisa, mashkin is not completely, firm and something that brings confidence to me. The mashkin not necessarily is something that I could fully rely on, and therefore I don't trust you. I trust this lekeach, I don't trust the bar mitzvah, and say the poskim, even if there's a mashkin that the bar mitzvah has, nonetheless, the moicher could claim, I don't trust the bar mitzvah in spite of the fact that he has a mashkin. There is a machlekes ha'poskim if he presents a very reliable orev that Bezdin deems as someone reliable. And he claims that, listen, I have a full-fledged guarantor, this orev, who's going to guarantee that I pay you back on time. And you have no justification for saying that you don't trust me. I have a guarantor, a very reliable one, one that Bezdin trusts. So this is a machlekes ha'poskim. Some poskim say that in that case, perhaps, he could claim bar mitzvah, because over there the moicher can't say, listen, I don't trust you, if there's an arev that Bezdin sees as a valid and reliable arev. Other poskim say that, no, even in that case, the moicher could say that it's a hefset for him, he doesn't trust him. But in a normal case, where, let's say, he is financing the property and there's a mortgage, he could claim that he only trusts the lekeach to come up with the money and not the bar mitzvah. In that case, you can't claim bar mitzvah. Another example that there might be a hefsid for the lekeach of the moicher is a case where he's selling multiple properties. He's selling multiple properties, and he's selling an entire collection of properties at one time to one lekeach. So in that case too, the poskim say that the bar mitzvah cannot claim bar mitzvah. He can't claim that, listen, I should get first dibs on one particular property, because again, it's going to be a hefsid for the lekeach, because it's going to be a pain for him. He's going to have to try to sell each property at its time. He's selling all of them together. And again, when there's a hefsid for the lekeach, for the meicher, If there's a hefsid for the seller, the bar mitzvah cannot claim dina the bar mitzvah, and therefore, in that case, the lekech will retain his rights to the property, and you will not be able to remove him mitzad the din of bar mitzvah. There's a very interesting machlekes when it comes to a very high-priced piece of land, where even though the market value for such a piece of land, let's say, is $500,000, and if the moicher sells it to the lekeach for, let's say, $800,000, can the person claim bar mitzvah? In other words, if the moicher sells the piece of land for an expensive price, very high price, more than its market value, substantially more, and the bar mitzvah comes to lekeach, and he wants the property, is there a din of dina de bar mitzvah in this case, or not? So this is a very interesting shiloh, and it's actually a machlekes apaiskim. Some paiskim say, the Shar Mishpat says, that l'chayra one could argue that you should say the same thing, that just like if there was multiple properties that you sell, it's a hefsed for the moicher because now it's a big pain for him that he has to sell each one at a time, and therefore it slows down the process. And whenever there's a hefsed for the moicher, because there's a very specific reason why we want the mechira to quickly go through for him, because it's something that he needs to be done, or else he's going to perhaps forgo on a revach, in that case we don't employ the din of the bar mitzvah. So says the Shar Mishpat, l'chayra we should say the same thing when it comes to a property that he sells for a higher price than the market value. We don't want to slow it down. We don't want to claim bar mitzvah. We want the mecher to quickly go through because the maisa, he got a very good deal, the mecher. So it's a pseid that the mecher, if the lekeach it gets kicked out based on the din of the bar mitzvah. The question is, fact the Shar Mishpat, the halach, the paiskim say, in Shulchan Aruch we find, that you apply the din of the bar mitzvah even in this case. Now, true, the din of the bar mitzvah in this case means that the bar mitzvah could come and give the exact same expensive price that the lekeach paid, and therefore, avada, if let's say it's worth $500,000, the piece of property, and the lekeach paid $800,000, so in order for the bar mitzvah to claim bar mitzvah, he has to pay the $800,000, but lemaisa, you're still slowing down the process. We should completely eliminate the din of bar mitzvah in this case because it's going to be upset at the meicher. If he has to undo deals when he's earning a big revach, why don't we say that the din of bar mitzvah does not apply in this case? So the truth is that says the Shar Mishpat, the only reason why in this case where he oversells it, the din of bar mitzvah doesn't apply is because the halach, the Shulchan Aruch, the paiskim that say that the din of bar mitzvah applies even in this case, is because they're referring to a case where he was over on the Isra Hayno. He was over on the Isra Hayno. Let's say he charged more than half the amount. So let's say it's $500,000 in the market, and you charged $1,000. You charged more than $999, right? You charged $1,000,000. You charged $1,000,000. And it's only worth $500,000. Over there, it's more than double or more. The halacha is that you're over on the Isra Hayno, even though normally ain't I know but karkois. Says the Shar Mishpat, that's the only case where we say that the din of bar mitzvah applies when you overcharge for a piece of land, because we don't want the sale to go through because you're over on the Isra Hayno. But what if it was a sale that was $800,000 and it was worth $500,000, where it wasn't double the amount of the market value? In that case, you're not over on the Isra Hayno, because Ein Hayno Bekarkois, it's actually a machlekes, but on the tzad that there's no Isra, or there's no Din Hayno in that case, so the halacha would be that there would be no Din of Bar Mitzvah, because we don't want to slow down the process, because it's going to be a Pseid of the Moich. That is the Shita of the Shar Mishpat. In other words, the Shar Mishpat is saying that really, when there's a pseid de meicher, when it slows down a profit that he can potentially earn by saying din de bar mitzvah, we don't say din de bar mitzvah. So why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Why do we paskin halacha that we do say din de bar mitzvah if he overcharges on the house? The answer is because we're talking about a case of Aino. So in the case of Aino, we don't want to have the Meicher be in violation of Aino, so therefore we say that we could apply the din of the Bar Mitzvah. Now, if it was a case where there was no Aino, let's say he overcharged it by a little bit, where he could say, Ein Aino Bekar Kois. Now we should point out that some Achleikas, many Rishonim hold that even if there's no recourse in Bezdin by Aino, by Karka, but there's still an Isser. And the Ramos says that there is recourse if it's more than 50% overcharge. If it's more than half the amount, then the halach is, if it's more than double, then there is an Isser Aino. Well, Lamaisa, if there wasn't a case of Aino, where you would say Ein Aino B'Kakois, according to the Shar Mishpat, you would not say the din of the Bar Mitzvah because it would be Apsayda Delay Demaycher. Other Paiskim disagree with the Shar Mishpat, and other Paiskim say that no. Even where there is no Aino in this case, let's say Ein Aino B'Kakois, it's less than a sixth, let's say, or it's less than a half or a double, the halacha would be that even in that case, we would apply the din of the Bar Mitzvah. So it's a machlekes HaPaiskim, if the property was overcharged, he overcharged him in a case where you weren't in violation of the din Aino, where you would say, Ein Aino B'Karkois, do you say the din of the Bar Mitzvah in that case?